Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio. I'm Burke Allen, and today our special guest is author Catherine Morrison. The new book is called An Independent Call. Catherine started off as an interested observer of the political scene there in New Hampshire and went on to become a blogger, an attendee of even the Republican National Convention and more. And Catherine, it's wonderful to have you on WAMS, and congratulations on publishing your first ever book.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So were you a political observer all your life, or what got you interested in the 2008 presidential campaign?
Well, I've always kind of paid attention, but I had never really been involved in any campaigns and never really participated in any way. And this time around, I just thought I'd attend some of the primary events that take place up here and became more and more interested as I attended more and more events.
If you'd like to talk to Catherine about her experiences in the 2008 campaign, the number to call is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. It's a free call anywhere in the New York City metropolitan area. The book is An Independent Call from New Hampshire On. Are you originally a New Hampshire native?
No, Massachusetts. Close to the border, but yeah, not quite in New Hampshire.
And as you get to New Hampshire, there's always just a ton of attention on that state as things get ramped up there. And I guess it would be hard not to get caught up in the excitement, as these candidates all flood into the state and spend an awful lot of time in some pretty teeny tiny towns.
Absolutely.
Now, Catherine, in the book you talk about you began by attending a couple of these town hall meetings just to sort of see what it was all about. So paint a picture of the first time you set foot into one of these. Who was the candidate, and what did you learn, and what did you see there that got you excited?
The first one I attended was from Senator McCain. He was in an old town hall in Exeter, and I ended up sitting upstairs in the balcony section and looking over the event, and it was really just fascinating, I thought. He went into a lot of detail on different issues, and he does a lot of town halls, so he really was the candidate easiest to attend, and he's particularly good at the town halls, so it's an easy way to learn about him. And I attended several from most of the candidates as well. I saw Edwards next. I saw both Obama and Clinton, though I didn't see Clinton at a town hall. I saw her at a rally. And I saw Romney and Giuliani.
And going into the presidential campaign in 2008, did you have a preconceived notion in your mind as to where your vote was going to go, or was your attending these town hall meetings really a way for you to get to know what these guys were all about?
The three that I liked the best in the beginning were Giuliani, McCain, and Obama. I kind of thought that I'd probably be leaning towards Giuliani. I tend to like moderate Republicans, but I really wasn't set yet. And as I attended, I just started to be won over by Senator McCain and ended up, in time, becoming a big fan of his.
Catherine Morrison is our guest today. We're talking about her brand-new book, An Independent Call. And Catherine, if folks want to pick up a copy of the book, what's the easiest way to do that?
If you go to broadsideofthebarn.com or similarly an independentcall.com, will lead you to the same place, and you can purchase a copy there.
All All right, very good. If you'd like to talk with Catherine, call us at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Prior to your getting involved in the 2008 presidential campaign there in New Hampshire, had you ever seen a presidential candidate in person?
No, I hadn't. No, my sister had volunteered, so I had some familiarity with what the campaigning was like, but I had never participated or never even seen a candidate before.
And when, you know, that whole machine rolls into a small town, and Exeter is not a teeny tiny town by New Hampshire standards, but still, you know, it ain't New York City or Boston. When that whole machine rolls in, what does that do to that town in terms of its spirit and its focus?
I think it's quite fun because it's a big event comes into a small town. The bus rolls up with oftentimes with security and all sorts of people attached. So I went to a town hall out in the western part of the state in Claremont, which is a fairly small town, though it is for the western part of the state one of the bigger towns in that area. And I just thought it was really amusing how the press was just so sort of manic, while everybody else in the town is just kind of mellow and calm, and it made quite a contrast between sort of the regular people and the whole apparatus of a campaign and all the media that comes with them.
And I'm sure that the media folks stand out like a sore thumb in those little towns, and little towns probably don't get a whole ton of attention except for once every 4 years.
Right.
Did you have any interaction, personal interaction, with any of the national media correspondents?
No, I didn't.
Catherine Morrison is our guest, and the book is An Independent Call from New Hampshire On. She started off as just an observer of some town hall meetings to try to decide who her candidate was going to be. And early on, you said Giuliani, Obama, and McCain. And so you've got folks sort of from both sides of the spectrum, liberal and conservative, and then Giuliani, who sort of threads the center. But you went on to become eventually a volunteer in the McCain camp. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, he really won me over. He's one of the candidates. He does really well at town halls and really goes into depth in each of the issues. And particularly with foreign policy, he really won me over. And then I ended up reading his book, and that won me over even more. So eventually, I was kind of reluctant. I'm not the most outgoing person in the world, so I wasn't really excited about making phone calls or knocking on doors. But in time, I kind of felt it was important. So I joined up and participated. And it really ended up being a really good experience.
Now, how does that happen? You know, because most of our listeners, myself included, have never volunteered for a campaign before and really gotten that involved in the process. So you go to a town hall meeting, you like what the guy has to say, and you say to yourself what?
Well, you know, it's a process for the campaign as well, because when you go to these events, they get your name and their phone number and all your information. And they're looking for volunteers, so they sort of recruiting you, and not only for your vote, but also to hopefully find some people to participate in their campaign. So at one point, I was given a pass to one of the debates at UNH with all the Republican candidates, and at that point, I pretty much knew I was with Senator McCain, but I still wasn't sort of that interested in volunteering. But after that, I kind of felt obligated, and then they gave me a call and asked me about a place they could have town hall in my own hometown. And after that, I kind of was hooked and ended up going to one of these Super Saturdays they have where you volunteer. And so this whole time, they're sending out emails and calling every so often to try to get you to participate, because they already have noticed that I've been to several of his functions.
So it's a cat and mouse game, and you have some interest, but certainly they have some interest too, and they need the warm bodies there to help out.
Absolutely.
And you your background, I understand, is in web design. So was your first position as a volunteer for that campaign to do web initiatives or to blog for him, or what was your first assignment as an official, if you will, campaign volunteer?
Well, it's kind of funny because he didn't have much of a web presence throughout the campaign. So there are a few of us who kind of did that type of thing on our own. But as official volunteer, I basically made phone calls, ended up knocking on doors and stuffing letters and sort of what every volunteer does. So it started that way, and I sort of took it upon myself to develop my own blog and things like that to help promote him, hopefully, online.
Catherine Morrison is our guest. The book is An Independent Call, and it chronicles her experiences as a campaign volunteer, a somewhat reluctant campaign volunteer in the beginning during the 2008 presidential campaign. If you'd like to take a look at the book, you can pick it up at anindependentcall.com. That's anindependentcall.com. And Catherine Morrison is our guest. The telephone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. It's a free call from anywhere in the New York metropolitan area. So you're stuffing envelopes, you're making phone calls, and what do you say to people? Do you have a script in front of you?
We do. We have a script to at least start out with. In the beginning, it was inviting people to town halls mainly. But as the election got near, then we were trying to convince the people to vote for Senator McCain, and there's some interesting calls there. You get hung up on a lot, and people who are mad, particularly about immigration, certainly let you know it, and it's an interesting experience, and it's something that I never thought I'd want to do, but it ended up being sort of fun in a weird way.
Yeah, you're almost a telemarketer at that point for the candidate then, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, sort of.
And what is the is there one phone call that sticks out in your mind is the oddest response that you got whenever you you called someone on the campaign's behalf?
Oh, I actually went down to South Carolina to volunteer right before their primary and after ours. And when I told them who I was calling for, they said, "Well, we're all legal immigrants here and can't vote," and hung up the phone. So.
Catherine Morrison is our guest. The book is An Independent Call. She was involved in the 2008 presidential campaign, lived to tell about it, and wrote the book, An Independent Call, available at anindependentcall.com. If you'd like to talk with Catherine, call us at 718-506-1944. Call stacked up already from Maryland, so we'll get to you in just a couple of moments, caller. Now, you actually went on, as you said, to travel to South Carolina as part of the campaign, and I've always wondered how folks can spend so much time volunteering for these campaigns. Catherine, did you not have a job? How were you able to get leave from your work in order to do this?
Well, I took the week off. I actually had a nephew being christened in Maryland that the weekend prior to the South Carolina election, so I went down to see him be christened and then drove back down to South Carolina, or all the way down to South Carolina, volunteered there for the week, and came back that following Sunday. So took that week off, and the other week I took off for vacation was the week of the convention. So other than a few days that I had left over from the previous year's vacation time, I basically took my vacation time this week volunteering.
What did you learn about being a volunteer in a presidential campaign? What surprised you the most?
I would say the biggest thing I learned is that if you want to have a voice, you have to participate. I'm an independent, and most independents, and myself included, don't really feel compelled to volunteer. But if you want your perspective heard, and not that you're going to automatically be heard by volunteering, but if you want it, any chance of being heard, you have to both volunteer and speak up.
And at any point in the campaign, did you actually meet the guy? I mean, you're putting in untold hours and eventually a whole lot of miles on your vehicle to get down to South Carolina from New Hampshire and back. Did you actually meet Senator McCain?
Yes. Actually, that's one of the great things about being in New Hampshire is anybody can meet the candidate. So I had a chance to meet him a few times. I actually got to ride on the bus at one point, and it was a lot of fun.
What's he like in person? Give me a snapshot of sort of something behind the scenes about this guy that we may not have seen on television or heard on the radio.
Well, the thing I would say is that he really is who he is on TV. I mean, he's not putting on any sort of act. So what you see is what you get. He's outgoing, and he's has a good sense of humor, and he's sort of what you'd expect him to be. So it was fun to see that and to see how the whole campaign revolves around this one person. And if they're going to be truthful, particularly in these early states, they have to be who they say they are. And that was a good thing to learn.
Now, McCain has a reputation for being short-tempered and something of a hothead. Did you see him blow up at anybody?
No, you know, that's the thing. That would have definitely turned me off, because the people he had the possibility of people who really kind of chewed him out, and he would stay there and take it, and just he would up front say, like, I respect that people are going to have different opinions than me, and he would take whatever their criticism was. There, particularly in immigration, there were several people who were very angry, and now he was very collected, and you could probably tell that he wasn't thrilled being chewed out, but I mean, he was a professional about it, and took it and answered the question given to him.
Catherine Morrison is the author of the new book, An Independent Call, that chronicles her life as a volunteer in the 2008 presidential campaign at some of the highest levels. And if you'd like to talk with her, our number is 718-506-1944 on WAMS, 718-506-1944. And we would love to hear from you. And let's talk now to Aaron in Maryland. Hi, Aaron. You're on WAMS with Catherine Morrison.
Hey, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just had a question. While you were campaigning, did you ever get the feeling that if Senator McCain had picked somebody else besides Governor Phelan, that he might have had a shot at winning the presidency?
Great question.
And that's one of those things that's hard to call after the fact. The thing that was helpful was that she brought in a lot of volunteers, where he had a harder time bringing in kind of those grassroots people who come in and volunteer. Whether it would have affected independents more, I mean, your guess is probably as good as mine, because I think it did probably dissuade some independents. Whether it was enough, whether it made up for it in terms of the volunteer support he got from her, I'm not sure. I think it was a reasonable pick, because I'm not sure who else he could have picked to help him out.
Well,
I would have loved Lieberman, but that really wasn't a realistic choice, because he would have had no support from his party, and that really would have made it a pretty much impossible task for him. So it's a tough game he has to play. He has to be realistic in terms of what his grassroots support is going to be, and his party support, along with obviously the middle, who sort of swings the election in the end.
Thank you very much for your call from Maryland, for Catherine Morrison and her book, An Independent Call, available now at anindependentcall.com. It's WAMS Radio. Catherine Morrison is our guest, and she was a volunteer first in New Hampshire. And then, Catherine, you actually got credentials for the Republican National Convention. How does that happen?
Well, I was forwarded from some other bloggers an application to attend and see if I could get the credentials. And lo and behold, I was able to get credentialed, and they let me in, which was a thrill, because I've never done anything like that and never even considered myself a member of the media. So it was kind of a fun surprise. And again, I was helped out by the fact my brother, who lives in Minnesota, so I was able to stay with him while going to the convention.
And what was that experience like, actually being there in the middle of it all? It sort of paint a picture for our listeners.
Oh, it's really quite an event. It's the first thing you see is the security. They had security from the airport to around the event. My brother had all sorts of stories about people doing all sorts of crazy stuff to get access to those sort of sensitive locations. So that's the first thing you see. And then you go into basically it's a stadium-like theater, and it's just huge. And I guess compared to the Democrats, it's not as huge as theirs was, but the thing that I found quite remarkable is he was doing these tiny 40, 50 people town halls only a few months earlier, and people were saying that his campaign was dead. And now you're sitting up in the rafters at his convention looking down on this huge event going on with lights and cameras and the media, a whole circle of media going all the way around the top booths there for to cover it. And it was sort of astounding. It's just nothing I'd ever expected to be a part of, and it was quite remarkable to see.
Catherine Morrison is our guest. We're talking 2008 presidential politics, and Catherine has written a book about her experiences volunteering for the McCain campaign after starting this off, having no idea really who she was going to vote for. And Catherine, you know, you made a great point that a lot of people, I'm sure, have forgotten, is that very early in the process of this campaign, a lot of folks wrote off John McCain's campaign as dead on arrival.
Absolutely. Actually, it's about the time that I signed on to this campaign. I just signed on because I liked him. I didn't have any expectations that he would absolutely come back. But at that point, when immigration blew up, and as well as some other financial problems, it didn't look good for him. But he pulled it out, and particularly that's kind of the special thing about being in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a big part of that, so that was a lot of fun.
Anything interesting happened to you when you did those door-to-door visits you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah. I did most of those during the general election, more on the phones during the primaries. But, those are kind of a little bit more nerve-wracking because in the beginning, I mean, if people tell you to hang up on you, it's one thing, but if they really get mad face-to-face, it's a little tougher. So we had some good ones. There are people who are coming back from different locations to vote for Senator McCain. And probably the one that I found the saddest was a lady whose husband had just died. And she was saying how he'd been a lifelong Republican. It was heartbreaking. You wanted to go in and help her somehow, but obviously there's not a whole lot you can do in that situation. Probably the most common thing was people who just sort of walked away from you or didn't answer the door, who were sitting at their living room table and just don't want to be part of the campaign. But yeah, no, that was something that I probably won't miss about the campaign, but it was still, it's part of the whole deal. So.
And the coordination that goes into something like that is just mind-boggling because I'm not sure if you have a number, but there must be thousands of folks that volunteer for a presidential campaign, especially when you get to the general election. How does that organization work? Who did you get your marching orders from, and who did they take their marching orders from, and what does that hierarchy look like?
Well, for me, I'm kind of at the low end of things. So I was at a local office, which covered probably 5 or 6 towns. He reported to the state chair. I mean, this is in a general election. And he reported to the statewide committee, which reported to a region-wide committee, who I assume they reported to the very top of the campaign. So it is. It's a huge apparatus. It's basically a business. I mean, in a lot of respects, it's just sort of business 101 on how you're going to get people out and located where you need them to and calling all the different lists. In the beginning, it was almost the opposite because they basically stuck everybody in New Hampshire they could find, and we sat at phones, and in the beginning there were just a handful of us sitting at phones making calls, and by the time the primaries came along they just packed the state full of people to knock on doors and make phone calls and do all the legwork for them.
And if I'm a volunteer and I have somebody above me tell me to do something I don't want to do, well, I'm not getting paid for it, so I'm not going to do it. Did you see any of that sort of thing, any pushback from the volunteers when they got directive to do things they didn't want to do? Or better yet, did that ever happen to you?
Well, you can't, since you are a volunteer, you get to do what you want to do. I mean, they have certain things they need done, and obviously things like knocking on doors and the phones are the things that both people don't like to do, and they're also things that need to be done the most. So, yeah, if people say they're not going to do it, they're a volunteer, then they're just not going to do it, and that's just the way it goes. So, the people who have to coordinate volunteers have to be pretty resourceful because they're working with people who can just leave or just not participate, and that's how they have to work it. So I didn't hear of any real incidents where people were upset and they weren't going to do something that they were told to do, because – I think the volunteer coordinators realize they can't tell them to do anything that they haven't really signed up for.
Catherine Morrison is the author of An Independent Call from New Hampshire On. She was a volunteer in the 2008 presidential elections and wrote a book all about it. If you'd like to find out more, visit Catherine online at anindependentcall.com. That's anindependentcall.com. A couple more minutes for your phone calls at 718 718- 786-1944, 718-506-1944. And I mentioned this earlier, and I'm not sure that we got an answer. How were you able to get off work long enough to do all this volunteering?
Well, basically, I have 2 weeks off of work each year, plus a few floaters. So I took 1 week for South Carolina and 1 week for the convention, and had a couple other days in February, and that was my vacation time for last year. So
this is what you decided to do instead of dipping your toes in the sand and going off to the Caribbean somewhere.
Absolutely.
And in retrospect, was that a good call? An independent call, certainly, but a good call?
It definitely was. It's kind of, I still can find it kind of funny because it's, as I've said, I think a couple times now, nothing I ever thought I'd want to do, to give up a vacation for volunteering, but I really don't think there's anything else looking back that I'd want to do in its place. It's a sort of a very unique experience, and I'm glad to have had it.
Now that you've been through this process and you started off as an independent, and you may very well still consider yourself an independent, but certainly volunteered for Senator McCain's campaign. Did that change the way you view folks on the other side of the aisle, the more liberal candidates? You know, it seems to be in recent years an awful lot of sniping back and forth that has gotten louder and hotter and somewhat nastier, and certainly it's been fueled by the media. But you personally, do you see folks on the other end of the aisle with devil horns and a pitchfork?
No, I don't. Not at all. I have a bit of a frustration with the extremes of both parties. I think they're actually very similar. They get so passionate about their point of view that they don't always, in my view, kind of see straight or see kind of logically. But they're very passionate and they're very involved, so it's kind of hard to tell them don't think that way because it's part of their life. But no, I mean, I have family members well to the right and well to the left, and I don't think any of them are terrible people with pitchforks, and I don't think I've thought of the people who trend left and right. And I do have some frustration with the media because I think they're really decisively left in this election, or thought their bias was a little on the absurd side. But other than that, I mean, it is what it is. So I'm not really upset particularly at anybody, particularly those who participate. Hats off to them.
Was there a point in the campaign, even as involved as you were, and you were somewhat, I would imagine, insulated from things, maybe caught up in the excitement, but was there a point where you thought, this is not going to end the way I would like to see it end?
I sort of believe to the end there's a possibility. From the beginning, I knew his odds were long, so I never at any point thought he's got it wrapped up. I mean, that would have been kind of silly, but I always thought he had a shot, so I was pretty disappointed at the end. But I think I'm somewhat fortunate in that I got into it because I'm a fan of his and not because I dislike Senator Obama. I mean, I have disagreements with him, but I don't have anything personally against him. And I got into it kind of understanding that the odds weren't good. So as disappointing as it was, particularly in the first month or so, I'm basically over it now. So it's the way it goes.
I'm going to throw out a few candidates' names, and I want you to give me the first word that comes to your mind when I do. And we'll start off with Senator McCain.
I would say smart and funny.
Giuliani.
New Yorker. I think he's sort of the true New Yorker and the mayor.
John Edwards.
It's a sad case, a very sad case.
Hillary Clinton.
Strong. Strong and crafty in a good way.
Fred Thompson.
Overrated.
And finally, Barack Obama.
Let's see. Smooth.
Very good. The book is called An Independent Call. It's from Catherine Morrison, and it's available at her website, anindependentcall.com. It's a must-read for anyone interested in the day-to-day life of a volunteer in a political campaign. And according to Maureen Barrows. The attention to detail in the book is brilliant. Catherine, our half hour flew by. Thank you so much for being on the program today. Best of luck with an independent call.
Thank you.
I'm Bert Gallen. Thanks for listening to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Mama's in the next room watching TV. Dad is sitting there next to her like a hair's 4 years.